Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Sports Daily. Shane Dennis and Jacob Albrock with you this morning. Talk a little baseball in the first segment. And we shift gears kind of to basketball, but it's kind of not. It's has to do with sports, kind of, and our president and his propensity to tweet, not only at odd hours of the day and night, but about just about everything under the sun. Now, this is the United States, and we're certainly free to speak our minds and say whatever we want to say about virtually anybody else. And our president, Donald Trump, has elected to do so in many different forums. And according to most, Jacob has kind of injected himself into the sports world in a couple of different areas over the last handful of months or so. So when he tweeted about LeBron James, when was this? The 3rd, whenever that was. Was that Friday?
Friday night.
Friday fairly late, too. Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike," unquote. Actually, a lot to unpack in that four-sentence or whatever little diatribe there. Took a shot at LeBron James' intelligence. Apparently, Don Lemon, who I think was on CNN, has probably taken a run at the president one time or another. Sure. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't be calling him that. And then he finished up with, "I like Mike." First of all, your reaction to Donald Trump, just tweeting about almost anything willy-nilly. Is that presidential? How do you come out on that? What do we got here?
I don't know that it's presidential, but it's not surprising. And so he is the president, so I suppose it's presidential with him as president. It's what he's going to do. Look, anybody... here's what happens right now in this country. Somebody takes a shot at the president. The president fires back. People are outraged and appalled that he would do it, even though he always does it. Mm-hmm. Rinse, repeat, and let's psychoanalyze what the tweet meant. When in reality, to me, it appears that somebody doesn't like when people talk bad about him and is going to fire back no matter what. And my biggest problem is I don't know where the time comes to do that kind of stuff when you're president. As a taxpayer, an elected public official, I'd rather not have them spend so much time on Twitter. That's my biggest issue mm-hmm. with it. And the thing for me is it shouldn't surprise us when anything in pop culture is referenced by the president. It's just the way it's going to be. It's been that way now for the first half of the presidency. It's going to be that way for as long as he's president. And that's the way it is. So a couple of things. Stick to sports, which has always been the age-old, you know, claim from people that don't like when anybody talks about anything to do with politics or world or society issues in the sports realm. But that's out the window now. That is no longer a relevant thing to say because you can't tell the president to stick to politics, just like you can't tell LeBron James to stick to sports. People are entitled to their opinions and now have platforms to give them whatever they would like to. I think LeBron James is not totally innocent in all of this, into the president firing back. Look, you know, as LeBron James, that the president is going to take offense when talked to. And LeBron James on this, and look, what he was there for to talk about his school is remarkable, mm-hmm. and I am a big LeBron James fan. I love what he does off the court. I think he is the exact role model we need in the NBA for young people. He does things all the right way. Good dad, good husband, philanthropist, always doing the right thing, saying the right thing. He's highly entertaining. He's one of the best basketball players ever, one of the top two, regardless of where you stand on it. But here's a couple of things that he said, and everyone keeps looking at this one as the one that drew the ire. He said, when you're a part of sports, it just brings so much camaraderie and so much fun. We're in a position right now in America, more importantly, where this race thing is taking over. One, because I believe our president is trying to divide us. Honestly, if I'm looking at that, I don't feel like that's an inaccurate statement. I think that the president does pick a side and take a clear side, and he does invite criticism of the other side. Fair? I think that's fair. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He was asked a question and he answered it. What I think probably drew the ire and what I have a problem with is later when he said, I'd never sit across from him. I'd sit across from Barack, though. Now that's LeBron inciting division.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't, in one hand, criticize the president for inciting division, which I do think that the president does, and that is not an opinion. I think if you just look at it, that happens whether it's at political rallies, whether it's I think that happens, and I think a lot of people do, and I think LeBron did with that next part. Why would you, if you're trying to be a role model and a leader, Shane, you can't criticize the president for not sitting at the table and being open-minded, and then in the other hand say I'd never sit across from him.
Yeah, and you can't.
You can't do that. If you really have a problem with this man, sit across from him and talk about it. That's where we've lost everything. Why can't two people have a civil discussion?
And he's Donald Trump's been compared to a schoolyard bully, and if that's the case, then you don't stoop to that level if you're LeBron James.
Sure.
Look, like you said, there's plenty of blame to go around here, I think. LeBron has initially said he wouldn't go to the White House. This was quite a while ago when you're talking about championship teams going to the White House. I think he has all but said, if he hasn't actually said it, that he thinks our president is a racist. And then, of course, Donald Trump, again, does not mince words either behind a podium or on Twitter when it has to do with what he thinks about kneeling for the anthem or athletes in general. It's disappointing from both these guys on a few levels, but it would have been too much to ask, and you probably laugh at this, but would it have been too much to ask for Donald Trump to have tweeted instead of what he did? Even though we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, I commend LeBron James for the school in Akron, except ... You know? You can acknowledge that, look, I'm not crazy about this guy because of what he thinks of me. In other words, is Donald Trump, when it comes to tweeting about sports, incapable of taking the high road?
No, because he's done it with the leaders of some of our greatest enemies on the planet.
Well, I hear you, but I'm talking about
sports. He's done it with Kim. No, I know. He's done it with Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. So we know that it's not out of the realm. And, I mean, Kim Jong-un called him a dotard, whatever that is. And he's found a way to take the high road there because it's to the greater benefit, right? Probably. I think in his mind he thinks of it that way. I would hope so.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that. And I don't understand. What I don't understand is why on both sides of it, people can't, like, I don't, the White House thing is weird to me. I get it. I get trying to take a stand. But at the same time, if I've got a real problem with somebody and have the platform to in any way enhance change, I would want to do that. So if I'm LeBron James, I would welcome a sit-down meeting with the president, because if I disagree with him on some things, I'd love to talk to him about it.
And there's not too many people in the United States that could command a meeting with the president.
Absolutely.
You know, if you really wanted one.
So that's been my biggest problem with this. You know, you see it on the surface, and you have to dig in. Look, people, I work in television. We work in the media. Do not take things at face value that you see on cable news. Cable news is a money-making machine that thrives on people picking one side or the other. That's the reality of it. Watch your local news. Support your local newspapers. At best, watch the evening, you know, the network news. Whatever you can to get away from that stuff, do it. Because it's just going to feed you whatever it is that you think that you want to hear.
Yeah.
And right now, people want to hear that, A, either, oh, LeBron James, you know, was made, you know, whatever. He bullied the president and he has every right to fight back. Or, oh, the president's just a racist and he doesn't think that these two guys can be smart. Like, all of that is probably way off base in every direction. I think where the reality comes in is Donald Trump does not like to be slighted and he's going to respond to it. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that is the way it's going to be. So, take that for what it is. Do you like that? I'll tell you, I don't like that. I wish that there was some civility and some couth in that office, and I don't like that that happens, but it does. And he's not a politician, so maybe it's unfair to expect him to do that. Either way, find something better to do with your time. If I'm a taxpayer and I've publicly elected you. Also, on the other side of it, if you're LeBron James, don't poke the bear if you're going to have a problem with the division in the country. Don't poke the bear that's clearly going to divide the country. Like don't go there. If you think it's a problem that the country's divided, which of course it is, don't do something that's going to divide the country. And then the other side of it, don't say you're not going to sit down with somebody you disagree with, because at the core that's what you're saying you have a problem with in the first place. I love LeBron James, and I think he really missed an opportunity there to do something. And I, again, that doesn't take anything away from the reason that was happening. The school stuff that he's doing is one of the more remarkable charitable acts from a pro athlete I can remember. It's fantastic. It is so awesome, and it's one of the many, many reasons I love that guy and think he's one of the best. I mean, I think he's just a rock star. So, But he did screw this one up, in my opinion, and I think he missed an opportunity to maybe bridge that divide. Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to sit there and say, you know what? I really don't agree with the president doing all this stuff. You know he would take that meeting. Of course he would. I want to sit down with him and let's talk about some of this stuff. Like, who's the first player that is passionate about the anthem protest that will say? And I want to go talk to the president because I think he's way off base on this. I think that there's strategic elements to his anthem stuff. I think that's sometimes a dangled, you know, shiny object over here to get people's attention. But somebody can do it. Like, who's it going to be? Who's going to be the first person to do it? Yeah, you know what? I'm passionate about this. I want to sit down with the president and tell him why people are passionate about this. Let's figure this out so we can stop screaming at each other and find tangible change. Like, who's going to be the first person that does it? LeBron James would be as big a name that could do it as there is, and that's not going to happen now. He missed an opportunity to do it. And here's the thing. As long as we're sitting here, and we don't have a choice on sports and politics blending right now. It's just happening. Like, Shane and I can't sit here in good faith and ignore the biggest story of the weekend. Can't do it. We wouldn't be doing our jobs.
Hard to bridge the divide when you're burning those bridges. And
right.
I think you might be right that LeBron James, even if he has a change of heart and wants to talk to the president, probably too little too late. On Donald Trump's part, it was probably too much for us to assume or hope for that once he was elected, he'd graduate to president of the United States and leave competitive, hard-headed businessman behind when it came to
Twitter. It's not going to happen. And 2 years in now, we certainly know that it's not going to happen.
Well, not surprisingly, LeBron James had a bunch of athletes, not just basketball players, come to his defense. None other than Michael Jordan, who, by the way, at the end of that infamous tweet by Donald Trump, said, "I like Mike." Well, Jordan, obviously,
that's one of,
and it was like, "P.S. I like Mike." By the way, Jordan issued a statement Saturday, and it was short and sweet, which you knew it would be. "I support LJ. He's doing an amazing job for his community." That's where Jordan dropped it. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, was out of the country, actually, because they had a exhibition game going on in South Africa, said, quote, LeBron James is one of the all-time greatest NBA players and one of the most accomplished athletes. He runs a very successful media company. He sent hundreds of students to college and just opened a school in Akron where at-risk students will receive free tuition, meals, and transportation. I greatly admire his intelligence and business acumen and have enormous respect and appreciation for what he does in his community, unquote. Basically, leaving the president's name out of their mouths or off their thumbs.
Yep.
Otherwise, there was plenty of, you talking about taking shots back and forth, Carl Anthony Towns, Donovan Mitchell, Steph Curry, Jared Dudley, former Creighton player Anthony Tolliver, in different ways, not only backing LeBron James, but taking shots at Donald Trump, too.
And you're going to appreciate, you would appreciate your friends and your coworkers sticking up for you, and I appreciate that those guys would do it. Those guys wouldn't have the ability, I don't think, to make the change that I honestly think we all want it so bad. Like, none of us like this. Nobody likes, well, some people might, but the majority
not
of us
truly like
hate
it, though.
Hate this stuff. So let's do something to get through it. And listen, I'm not naive enough to say that's going to come from the White House. So athletes, do something about it. Not all athletes, because not everybody has that sort of power. LeBron James did, and he could. He had an opportunity there to maybe to halt some of the division, and it didn't happen, and he just brought in more.
In a week, the Wingnuts will be back, so call me if you want to watch them when they come back on the 12th. 869-1240, got a four-pack of Wichita Wingnuts tickets. Twitter question coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.